A top official of the UN Children's Fund says stronger peacekeeping and humanitarian efforts are needed in Central African Republic. The country has been racked by intercommunal violence since December, pitting Muslim and Christian armed groups against each other. UNICEF's Director of Emergency Operations, Ted Chabon, says children's lives are at constant risk in CAR.
Virtually no children are still attending school. Children have witnessed violence. They've been subject to violence. We have evidence that all of the parties involved in the conflict are recruiting children as child soldiers. And there truly is a psychological impact on these children to see the violence, to be displaced, to feel that profound sense of insecurity when they're supposed to be in school, when they're supposed to be in their own community and with their families.
Chabon recently returned to the U.S. from CAR after visiting the capital, Bangui, as well as rural areas of the country.
It's basically a country where, for all intents and purposes, government has ceased to function. There is a government of technocrats trying to do its best, but government institutions at local and district level are no longer functioning the way they should.
There have been two interim governments since President Francois Bozize was ousted by Seleka rebels, including one headed by former Seleka leader Michel Djedodia. The current government is headed by Catherine Samba Panza. She's admitted the government's inability to get much done.
Salaries are no longer being paid. The economy is at a standstill, and the situation is extremely tense.
In December, mostly Christian anti-Balaka groups began revenge attacks against ex-Seleka rebels, who had been targeting their communities. Civilians have borne the worst of the violence. Chabon says UNICEF and its partners are trying to restart basic services, such as education, health, and water. He says one major objective is to protect kids from preventable diseases.
Vaccinating them against measles and polio, we've been able to reach over 500,000 children last year, 150,000 children this year. So that sense that services are back again, play activities through child-friendly spaces. It's very important that children get a sense that there are normal activities going on around them, that they're doing the things that they should be doing in terms of being in school, in terms of playing with each other.
Recently, the group Human Rights Watch revealed evidence of civilian massacres in CAR. The victims included young children. The UNICEF Emergency Operations Director says there are attempts to have Muslims and Christians work together again to survive. He says Muslim communities may be pastoralists, while Christians are farmers. Also, Muslims are heavily involved in trade, bringing goods into the country. Chabon has some recommendations to end the violence and rebuild CAR.
Firstly, there needs to be a more robust mission on the ground. The Security Council is looking at a UN mission, both a political and a peacekeeping mission, with the ability and the resources we hope to be able to work on a number of fronts. Reestablishment of state infrastructure, work on elections, work on reconciliation, work on justice and basic things like having a police force.
He says the second step is an acceleration of humanitarian activities. However, the UNICEF official says a lot more resources are needed to do that. The UN Refugee Agency estimates there are about 640,000 displaced people within CAR. Since December, more than 80,000 have fled to Cameroon, DRC, and Chad. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.